welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance Call. And today we're going to be highlighting one of our favorite juice nutritionals that is quite amazing. The benefits of it are just extraordinary. And I am reading right from Niken's quick reference sheet in the library, document library. Kinzen progesterol, clinically tested, support for cardiovascular health and cholesterol levels within the normal range. Natural ingredients, exclusive strains of bergamot fruit, grown without pesticides, concentrated and standardized serving. No artificial colors, sweeteners, or preservatives, gluten-free and kosher certified. Features and benefits, promotes cardiovascular health, helps maintain levels of triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol that are already within the normal limits. And that has an asterisk. And as a friend of mine that's in my mastermind group that is an MD, he has suggested for individuals that are not within the healthy limits that they definitely do 1 ounce twice a day, indefinitely, or at least till they get it where they want it to be, and then they may be able to back off to 1 ounce a day, but 1 ounce twice a day. Daily support for heart and cardiovascular system, formulated to provide a complete serving of bergamot extract for regular use. All natural, extract of bergamot and other fruits, no artificial additives or preservatives. Made from citrus bergamia riso, specialized strain of bergamot from the Calabria region of Italy. Readily bioavailable, more easily absorbed than powdered material in capsules. And the facts. Cardiovascular health is a major challenge. The cardiovascular system sustains life by providing nutrients and oxygen to all tissues, and its proper function is essential for survival. This includes maintaining normal levels of blood cholesterol, a vital component of cell membranes. Triglycerides from fat tissue and blood glucose provide fuel for energy, and the cardiovascular system transports these. Blood pressure within a certain range allows for proper functioning of the system vessels, heart, and other organs. And this is also regulated by the heart and cardiovascular network. Kinzen progesterol can help maintain levels of triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol that are within normal limits. Progesterol is an all-natural means of cardiovascular support. It is a juice extract made from a citrus fruit, the bergamot, which are some people call the bergamot, which has a very high amount of natural plant sterols. Progesterol is a blend of bergamot and other citrus, the blood orange and clementine, formulated to provide an optimum combination that is also low in calories and high in vitamin C. The only type of bergamot used to produce Kinzen progesterol is a variety of citrus bergamia riso, a strain that grows in the Calabria region of Italy. Approximately 80% of C. bergamia riso derives from a single area on the coast of the Ionian Sea. Other bergamot products are made from citrus aureatum, a bergamot that contains synephrine and other substances that may affect heart rhythms and arterial pressure. There are also bergamot supplements in capsules, which in independent laboratory testing shows results that are far less than those offered by the bergamot extract in Kinzen progesterol. The bergamot destined for Kinzen progesterol is produced without the use of pesticides, harvested and then blended under strict process controls. The final product is stabilized to help maintain freshness and potency, but no artificial preservatives are added. Because it is produced from natural ingredients, progesterol may be enjoyed without concerns regarding side effects or toxicity. As a natural substance, plant sterols are present in some vegetables, but consuming regular servings of this compound from food alone might require a considerable increase in caloric intake. Kinzen progesterol is a practical alternative. It can be served alone or mixed with orange or grapefruit juice. And the quick sharing tip, Kinzen progesterol is blended for a naturally sweet and tart taste, but it can be mixed with other cold beverages for a refreshing change. Let's see, 1 ounce per day. Actually, they've always recommended 1 ounce twice a day for the first 30 days. That's for... And remember, everybody, mute is star 6. They recommend everyone do 1 ounce twice a day for the first 30 days, and then if you already have healthy heart, healthy cholesterol, healthy blood pressure, healthy blood glucose, healthy everything, then you can go back to 1 ounce a day. If you have issues that you want to work on changing or controlling, then you want to stay with 1 ounce twice a day. And, of course, you can always, you know, bring all the information to your doctor just to be sure if you would like that. So next I am going to go to the Nikkei Nutritionals and Skincare Guide by Joanne Stephensia. Tenzin Progesterol is made from the citrus Bergamia riso, an exclusive strain of the Italian extract taken from the heart of bergamot fruit, for a convenient daily serving helping to maintain a healthy heart. A quick lesson on the human cardiovascular system. The good working order of the human cardiovascular system is a vitally important aspect of physical well-being. The cardiovascular system, made up of a network of veins and arteries, controlled by heart muscle, uses the pathway to supply nutrients and oxygen to all of the body's tissues. Their area number of additional activities influencing our physical condition now and in the long term. Blood cholesterol is a vital component of cell membranes. Not all cholesterol is bad. Progesterol will enhance the good cholesterol and minimize the bad cholesterol. A proper level in the cardiovascular system is vital to good health. Triglycerides come from our food and transported to fat cells. Hormones regulate the release of triglycerides from fat tissue to provide energy. But just as cholesterol needs to maintain a proper level, the triglycerides in the bloodstream involve a precise balance. Blood glucose levels should remain fairly constant. We need to avoid spikes in our glucose levels. This becomes more of a challenge as we age. It is the main source of immediate energy to fuel every physiological function. Cardiovascular blood pressure is controlled by fluid volume, heart rate, resistance, constriction or dilation of blood vessels, and viscosity. If you have a lot of plaque, if your arteries are hard, they are much more resistant and less compliant, and so your blood pressure is going to rise. It is very important to control these factors. Blood pressure within a certain range allows for proper functioning of the heart, the system vessels, and other organs. And speaking of plaque, I know actually both Charlie and I have seen plaque in our blood. Mine was about probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I asked the microscopist, well, what is that? Because I could see it in my blood because it looked like a long, clear strand. And I was told it was plaque. I'm like, well, how do I get rid of that? What's that doing there? And I was told to take the Nikkei Digestion every time I ate. And I'm like, okay. So I did. And 30 days later, I had my blood tested again, and that was gone. That was no longer there. So I was very happy that something so simple as taking our digestive enzymes would help with that. Let's see. Each one of these parameters, blood cholesterol, triglycerides, blood glucose, and cardiovascular blood pressure, are essential indicators of cardiovascular health. The means to maintain healthy levels comes from the natural source, the bergamot fruit. Citrus Bergamia riso is a convenient low-calorie formulation. It contains vitamin C because in the clinical studies there appears to be a synergy between available vitamin C and the bergamot fruit. Tenzin Progesterol is formulated only from natural ingredients and is grown without synthetic fertilizers and without pesticides or herbicides. Note, the orchards growing the citrus Bergamia risos are undergoing organic certification. The ingredients for 500 milligrams per serving per ounce include vitamin C, 50 milligrams per ounce. Organic agave nectar is the sweetener, some organic black currant, organic clementine, organic carrot juice. That looks like that's in for color and taste because the citrus Bergamia riso is a little bitter. It is all natural, no artificial ingredients, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, no preservatives, and no GMOs. 1 ounce daily is what you need, but for the first days, we suggest that you do a double dose, and then after that, 1 ounce a day is good if you're already within your healthy limits. One serving of progesterone provides all natural support for cardiovascular well-being. And after that note, I'm now going to go to Nikan's PowerPoint when it was first introduced. And it's talking about, let's see, citrus Bergamia riso, origin in Calabria, Italy. 95% of worldwide production takes place there. Health benefits of progesterone: cardiovascular health, reduce total cholesterol, reduce LDL, inhibit LDL oxidation, reduce triglycerides, increase HDL, inhibits plaque formation, reduce blood sugar level, diabetic, improve vasodilation, maintain blood pressure, significant reduction of coronary artery disease risk, and weight loss. Statin-like compounds in bergamot. We don't need to know this, do we? I love these long words at early in the morning. 3-hydroxy-3-methylglutaric acid, HMG, bound to neoheferidin and neurogen, inhibits HMG reductase. I'm going to email this out to you guys afterwards. Key intermediate in cholesterol metabolism. And then bergamot reduces total cholesterol, LDL, triglycerides, and blood glucose in white star rats. So it actually shows all the improvement on that slide, all the exact numbers. And then it is showing citrus bergamia protects arteries from injury. So it's showing 3 days control, 3 days after balloon injury, 3 days after balloon injury plus bergamot, which is bringing it pretty much back to the original before the injury within 3 days. So balloon injury, scar tissue formation, increased LOX, increased free radicals. Bergamot restores the antioxidant status, reduces free radical formation, and reduces LOX, reduces injury artery vessels. And a lot more numbers talking about optimal cholesterol levels and the risks and the reductions after, bergamot juice reduces blood levels of triglycerides, cholesterol, and glucose in 192 metabolic syndrome patients after 30 days. Hypolipemic and hypoglycemic activity of bergamot polyphenols. And it is showing the reduction in that activity. Bergamot versus statins. And it's talking about age 61 to 67, 77 patients, and all of the specifics on that. And like I said, I'm going to email this out. Common side effects of statins are muscle pain and damage, liver damage, digestive problems, rash or flushing, neurological side effects. In fact, I happen to know about stroke-like symptoms are a common side effect of statins. And the side effects of bergamot, zero. There's none. There's a lot of statistics that it would not make any sense for me to actually tell you about on the telephone. So I'm going to email that all out to you so you can have it as a resource to look at and compare for people that really want to know. And I remember when Nikan was first introducing, they were talking about what these studies are showing is it has better results. Progesterone has better results than any statin drug on the market. And they have the medical studies to back that up. So I'm extremely excited about this product. And I know Barbara Pertusi has been thrilled with it. Barbara, are you on this morning?
I sure am.
Oh, there she is. Okay, thank you. I know you've been you didn't really think that you needed to take it because you've never had any issues with your heart, your blood pressure, cholesterol. That's all healthy. And then you had an aha. So would you like to share what that aha was? I think you remuted yourself. Or maybe we lost her. So anyway, a microscopist told her that her white blood cells were very sluggish, and they weren't moving very much, and that she wasn't properly digesting fat. And he told her that she really needed to take progesterone 1 ounce twice a day. And she started. And Barbara, if you pop on, just interrupt me. And she happened to be in San Antonio for the field convention. And she was eating, like, you know, the wonderful chips and salsa and some of the great Mexican food over there. And she, her stomach was pretty upset and not very happy with her. And she found somebody that had a bottle of progesterone that lived locally. And I saw her take, like, 2, probably 4 ounces at once just to, like, get it into her system. And she's like, it just really has made a big difference in preventing her from having an upset stomach, especially when she goes out to eat. You know, at home you can control what you're eating. You can eat clean. But in a restaurant, you never know exactly what's going to happen. So that's why she has been a big fan of progesterone, actually, since I believe that was October. In fact, she did the same thing in Sarasota, and actually Carol Grendel brought her a bottle down there, too. So Barbara will not leave home without her progesterone anymore because it makes her tummy happy.
Yes, I'm back.
There you are.
I had a great care without you guys. It does help, and it tremendously helps my indigestion. I didn't realize it. When I had a microscopist test me, that my plaque was, my white blood cells were very, very sluggish. Everything else was really clear in my blood, and I was really thrilled about that because these are not moving at all, and they need to be running around. They're your army. They're your fighters. You need to be on progesterone. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I never thought I had any heart issue, anything, or reason to take progesterone. You know, I just figured if you had a bad heart or, you know, your cholesterol was off, that would be the reason to take it. So just so if anybody out there has indigestion or bouts of it, I found later that it was that I was not digesting my oils properly, and it definitely helps with that. So I think you shared my San Antonio story. So anyway, I'm glad to be back on the call.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. Does anybody else have a progesterone story you'd like to share? No. It does take, like, it tastes kind of like grapefruit juice, and not everybody likes grapefruit juice, so I just tell them it's the magic juice. And if you don't want to have stomach symptoms, take this instead.
Mm-hmm. And I take a jigger and a half to two, Linda, once a day. I may look at splitting it up, but that's what I do right now, and that seems to suffice than taking it twice a day. So.
This is Phil Offerly in New Mexico.
Well, hi, Phil.
How are you?
Welcome.
All right. I can tell you a story about progesterone. I 3 years ago, when right after progesterone first came out, I didn't take it because I wasn't a candidate for it. I'd never been overweight, had no history of heart challenges. I never had any problem with cholesterol or triglycerides or any of that. In fact, I had had a physical about 4 months prior to having a heart attack. And when they installed a stent, I went into the emergency room, and I asked the doctor, I said, why did I have a heart attack? He said, well, it was just hard plaque. And I said, are you absolutely certain? He said, yeah, I know exactly what it was. And that's what happened. And I said, well, good, I can get rid of that. He said, no, you really can't get rid of hard plaque. And I said, well, I know how to do that, and I can do it. And I said, as a matter of fact, if you'll set up some kind of a test and give me a few weeks, I'll show you that I can get rid of it. And he grudgingly agreed to that. And 3 weeks later, to the day that I had my heart attack, after taking 4 ounces of progesterone a day, they put me on a 12-minute stress test, and about 4 minutes into it, he told the nurses to just go ahead and unhook all the stuff and come and visit with him in his office. And he told me, he said, I don't know what you're doing, and really I'm not interested, But he said, I've never seen a 60-year-old man recover as quickly as you have, because I saw the damage in your heart. And said, whatever it is, you just keep doing it. And he gave me a release to go back to work.
Wow. So just highlight for us again what you did to change it.
4 ounces a day of the progesterol. And the test, he explained to me, was that they have a way in a stress test to tell whether the arteries have plaque in them by the way they respond. And they had done a couple of, I don't know what you call them, EEGs, to determine the damage, because they could actually see that. And there was no damage after 3 weeks of 4 ounces a day of the progesterol.
Awesome. Now, did you take all 4 ounces at once, or did you split it up?
I took 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening.
Well, now to get that type of result, that's what ends up being 4 bottles in 30 days.
Right.
And how worth it is that? Because it's what, 40 bucks wholesale for 2 bottles. So that's
right.
80 bucks.
And for the... For the bean counters out there and analyticals, it's $40 as opposed to $64,000. So it doesn't, you can figure that any way you want. $64,000 as opposed to $40, or dead, one or the other. But $40 is pretty awesome, and I won't ever quit taking it. So.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're here.
Amen. I am too.
So the doctor wanted your $64,000, right, Phil?
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, did you
know what kind of business Western medicine is, especially in the States?
Say again?
You know what kind of business Western medicine is, especially in the States?
That's right. That's right.
It is a business. Yes.
What are you taking now?
I just do the ounce a day.
Oh, you only do 1 ounce a day.
Right, and I do all the other Nikin nutritionals, but I'm very active, and just an ounce a day seems to work good, and I take a CoQ10 and all the other stuff. I was doing all the other stuff anyway, but my challenge was for most of my early life, I didn't take care of myself. I don't know for sure whether it was the fact that I didn't know how or I didn't want to, maybe a little of both, but most of us are that way. If we don't know how, we won't. And so I feel like I know this, that I have, after they put the stent in, I have much more sustained energy than I had prior to that. So it was a challenge that I'd had for a long time. Now I don't have it.
Wow. But it was undetected to the point that, like, oh, I don't need progesterol.
Yeah. And 6 months before, actually about 4 months before I had the heart attack, I had had a physical with the EKG and all the stuff. And didn't have any challenges whatsoever, no indication of it whatsoever. I asked the doctor about that, and he said, well, we deal with athletes and people who are supposedly healthy all the time who have heart attacks. And it's like he just shrugged it off like, you can do the best you can, but you really can't fix it. And that doesn't give you much hope.
Well, maybe instead of an apple a day, it's a shot of progesterone a day to keep the doctor away, to keep the heart attack away.
Absolutely.
Or the $64,000 away. Yeah.
There you go. You bet. I appreciate what you guys do on this call. I try to listen in all the time that I'm here with Gloria, and you guys are doing a great job. You're getting a lot of good information out.
Well, thank you, Phil. We had no idea you were a mouse listening in the background, so feel free to chime in.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Awesome. That's fabulous news.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.